So that's it, huh? Is that how the story ends? I always hated stories like this. I mean, they're terrible from start to end, right? That's why I could never accept them. And that's why I'm not about to change on that stubborn stance. I could be okay. Well, that's so. Never felt fucking better. What do you mean? You know, I couldn't give a damn right now what anyone else has to say. That your words, they cut pretty deep. I mean, come on, right now? Kind of paying the price for where I led us today. I thought we were safe in this building, and clearly our little love nest is under attack by someone who wants to kill me. Or maybe it's after you this time, baby. You think it's that, baby bird? You think it's that or something else? I don't know, but if they want to kill you, they have to get through me, so I guess it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? You're looking awfully chipper for all this. I mean, why not, right? We've been through everything, so getting buried under rubble doesn't exactly suit us, but, you know, I'm sure eventually we'll be able to escape. And I mean, not like the air's gonna run out with all those holes in it. And if we happen to, we might just be able to have time to pick up something to eat after this. Don't worry. Come on, baby bird. You have to know at this point. I've been through everything. And truth be told, I kinda hate it. I hate that we had to go through so much. I know we're always wearing it like a badge, but I don't fucking want that. I want you. I want us on a vacation. Imagine instead of this cold, dark place, we have a warm, cozy, sunny beach. Just the two of us on a private island. Now that's what I call living. Come on. You don't have to shoot me down that hard. Don't I like that side to you too? Come on, kid. We gotta get out of here somehow. Looks like the path opens up over there. You would have thought we'd survive a tipped over building, collapsing everything on itself. Damn it. That means they messed up our love nest. When I found out I was responsible, you can bet I'm gonna make them have a bad day. Pinky promise. Hey, are you okay? No, not just that. I get that you're physically okay. But what about right here? You doing okay there? Come on, baby. You have to know me by now. I'm something of a worrywart myself, and guess I don't have the right to ask that, do I? Not when everything always goes sideways with us. And you're right. I minimize my own pain, usually. But I don't think that's a problem, so you shouldn't either. Like what I did there. Easy to gaslight, as always. But you know that you like it. So, kid, you got an idea, or are we just gonna sit here or walk in that direction? Or are we just gonna make out like it's our last day on Earth? That last one, yeah. Thought of it on the spot, and you're proud of me? Baby bird, come on. You have to know already. It's not gonna be that easy, but that's fine. We're used to that, right? It's just another walk in the park. Just a messed up park of rubble. Well, and hopefully we don't run across anything truly disheartening. It's just, right now? You're crazier than I thought, kid. Not that I mind. Now, hold still. Yep. Got you. Nice jump. I like that side to you. You know damn well my lungs wouldn't help very much here. But you still trusted me. Guess it's like the trust fall was at the fall. Thankfully. Right? You look like a mess right now, you know that? Sexy mess, but... what? Can't handle the truth. Maybe I don't want to escape just yet. Maybe I just want to tease you all to myself. I know we're usually lone wolves, but... Hawk's mate for life. What do you expect? You think I wouldn't get here with you? And all that time, he always, always seemed to be on my last nerve, always going too far, and I knew somehow, deep down, this little love story between us would end up a tragedy, or at least attempt to end up one. I feel responsible, if I'm honest, but what's the use in fucking dwelling on it, right? I could beat myself up, or I could pick myself up and do something about it. Just do something with this shitty life. I'm not saying it's shitty anymore, no. I'm saying it's shitty that I keep dragging you down. It's my fault. I know you don't think that way. And I know deep down you'll never think that way. You're thinking 10 steps ahead. Thinking of how it's not my fault at all. Maybe, maybe not. But I know, if you weren't with a scoundrel like me, if there weren't so many people wanting to kill me, maybe torture me, pluck every feather out on my wings, you know, that kind of thing, if it was a little more normal, then maybe you would have ended up with someone more normal and not got the hots for such a bad boy like me. Well, I can't complain in everything, like... the key way you look at me is worth half the pain, just the way that it ends up so sad, I don't like. I don't like when you're on the verge of tears, babe. I don't like it one bit, and it pisses me off so much that I want to end anyone who gets even close to bringing you to that point. And yet here we are, stuck, teasing each other endlessly, huh? Not so bad, but at the same time, my morbid realism tells me just a bit different. Key response. And don't think for a second. I'm not taking you dead serious right now because I am. I mean, what do I have to lose, right? What do we have to lose? In this moment, we're technically safe, I guess. As long as it doesn't collapse in on our heads, then, you know. That kind of thing. But I fucking love you. And as shamelessly as I want to just embrace you right now, pick you right up off those feet and swing you around like you're just the cutest. Which, I might add, you are. It's just a fact. But it's not about that, is it? It's about how we change the direction this life is going in. We share it now. A shared fucking fate, huh? Never thought I'd say that. Not even once. Spending most of my life alone kinda, you know, got me used to it, so you ruffled my feathers a bit along the way, and well, I'm glad you did, baby bird, but to think such a loudmouth songbird would be the one I fall in love with, woe's me, right? Ow. Well, careful with the wings there, sweetheart. The last thing we need is you injuring yourself on my feathers or any of that. That's it. That smile keeps me going. Yet even then, I can see you're forcing it a little, honey. Coming on a little strong or something. How's that for coming on a little strong? I'm not taking it back, by the way. no matter how many times I cheap shot the shit out of you with a kiss. I don't care. Not apologizing, and definitely not stopping. How does that make you feel, huh? Feisty, angry, angsty, I don't know which one, but definitely bothered just a bit. If you know what I mean. No, you might just be hopeless, honey. But I guess that side suits you too. The absolute unit of a hopeless, perfect little thing. You fit well enough in my arms, and your neck is so kissable, just like your lips. Tickles, doesn't it? Is it my stubble against your neck, or maybe my kisses, tongue, lips, which one? Your reactions, they definitely plunge into something I didn't expect to be feeling moments before we almost perished. Baby, you gotta look at that. Look behind you. Out the window. I'm not hallucinating when I'm thinking the entire city's ruined. Not just our place. Beginning to think this wasn't a targeted attack. And, if I'm not hallucinating that, we've got some bigger issues. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Those bastards chasing us might have given up because they don't care anymore. Have their own shit to worry about, right? I'm not supposed to be happy. As a hero, I'm obligated to be sad when things like this happen. But right now, I can't be. Got you, baby bird. You're fucking in my arms, and there's nothing that could get too much better. Right? I was gonna say it's a crummy birthday, but it's a little bit better, right? Hot damn. Who would have thought a city produced to rubble could be this beautiful? It almost seems unrealistic, right? Look at that. Maybe we were sent to a different time. Looks like it's a little overgrown over there. Unless some sort of plant quirk is responsible for all the fucking this. What do you think, baby? Not thinking about that? A respectable answer. I'm rather distracted myself, if I'm honest. I mean, not every fucking day we get time not having to worry about it. And I think this might just be what we've been waiting for. If it's another time, fuck it. I only need you in the first place, and why not? Hey, kid. Catch. You fell for it. Kissing along the sunrise. Just looking at you, seeing every little detail, making sure it's fresh in my mind so when I close my eyes to kiss you, I get to see that image of you cutely sticking out your lips, puckering them, looking ever so slightly admonished, and what's the word? Enamored, maybe. In love, perhaps. Look at you stealing my techniques. Guess you really are a prodigy, right? Being able to learn everything you did, follow this bastard. I almost feel bad for leading you down this path. Almost. Not quite. Come on, baby bird. You know me. I'm not one to apologize for what I do. Not usually. And right now is no different. I'm not gonna apologize for making you fall madly in love with me. Instead, I'm going to take responsibility, like I've always done, and mess with you for life. Maybe we have to repopulate the world together, somehow. If it happens that way, so be it. I don't really mind, personally. Yeah. I know you think it's impossible, but you never know. I'm pretty capable. And we might find some old tools used by scientists, and voila. The future goes on, or maybe we're the last people on this planet. I wouldn't mind. I don't think it's that serious. Yeah, actually, look down there. There's a few people. Yikes. Some kind of doomsday event? I don't know. Seems like nature got sick of us. Decided to use its own quirk. Destroyed Tokyo like it was nothing. Damn. Can't even imagine how many people are trapped down there. Feel bad. Think we should help? Charitable as always. Then, how about we do that? Well, after my birthday wish, of course. Of course you guessed it. More of this. I know I'm totally responsible here, through and through. Doing responsible things right now, don't you think? Yeah, I probably am breaking a million rules. But what can you do, right? When you got someone so meaningful, and you just stop caring about being a hero, and you just want to be a man, you start getting lazy. That's how it is, baby. No, don't look at me like that. I know you could fucking look at me that way, but why? Why hesitate like that? Not even a need. Just hold. Just like that a little longer. I want to feel you when you're completely lost in the moment. And I want to get lost in the moment just as bad, you know. Kind of want to feel it so much that I stop thinking about all the complicated things. That's what I want for my birthday, you know. And fuck it. What have we got to lose now? Possessions are weak. But that hug you got sure fucking isn't. What? I like it when you touch me. And I happen to like touching you too. Baby, but everything I need. You can't really be that surprised that I'd be okay with all this. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just gonna enjoy my time with you. Maybe you can lead the way once or twice. Just don't be surprised when I lead you to something new. Like if you're gonna walk in danger or something. Hey, I'm not saying you're incompetent. I'm just saying the hobbies you have, well, they could be misconstrued as dangerous. Living on the edge. Always doing something that gets you in some kind of trouble. But isn't that why we fell for each other? That danger lust is part of the allure. And, well, now that everything around us literally broke down, we might as well see what's going on, right? Once we can get out of here, at least. Well, shit. Would you look at that? Looks like our room's mostly intact. You can still see out the window, and no electricity. Couldn't have everything, but at least it's a place to take a break if we need it. Who knows what's out there? A city broken down to the ground. Whatever that was, that destroyed it all. And here we are unscathed. Not so much as a bruise or two, right? Hey, would you do me a favor? Yeah. Right in front of that light beam there. Nice. I just wanted to see here. In proper lighting, it makes all the difference. Not saying you don't look good in the shadows, but damn. You really know how to make my heart race. Now come here. Greedy? Me? Oh no. You know, that's not even in my vocabulary. If anything, it's just doing things exactly as you've been asking from the start, right? As I've been begging for from the start, and you get some kind of satisfaction when I beg, don't you? That's what you have to say after all that? I'm not disappointed. I'm just curious. How do you end up with someone like me? What goes through your mind when you follow me like a puppy dog without a home? You always end up like that. And yet sometimes I guess it's me who ends up with that lost expression in my eyes. I can't tell who's more greedy, who's more needy, and who's going nowhere fast. But honestly, I don't really care. Yeah, since when do I give a shit about that? Baby, you have to understand. Now that I got you, now that we're like this, there isn't much going through my brain, just happy. Happy to be here. Happy we're safe, and now happy that we got a way out. Well, to what is awaiting us? That is the question, right? But who knows? Guess there's only time to tell, but maybe after we've had our time. Yes, yes, I'm a greedy bastard. Tell it to me. I'll listen, but it's only information we both knew from the start. As much as you want to tell yourself it's otherwise, I mean, come on. Come on, baby. I would normally say that expression is cute, but I don't think it does it justice, you know? The way you're always showing me new sides to yourself. That's fucking amazing, you know that? Never stop. Cause I'll never get tired of it. Starts working and you can't help but just say the most basic shit, but your body tells a story that nothing else could. That's how I feel with you, baby. Damn. Fancy that, huh? You feel the same way? That's wild, baby bird. Stay right there. Or don't. You know I'm flexible like that. I mean, what's going through your mind though, honey? Don't want to tell me? Afraid I'd use it against you. Probably would, wouldn't I? You know me so well. But that just makes it all the more interesting, doesn't it? I mean, come on. What's the worst that could happen, huh? You've always worried this, worried that. Let go of it for a second. And just live, baby. Hey, baby. I know this might be unreasonable, but would you mind if I went someplace far away again? Not too far, but just far enough that we won't have to worry about all of the things we work for crumbling before our eyes and unfortunately having to console each other in this warm, sexy little embrace. Really? I guess I can't argue with that, can I? Don't worry, baby. I feel the same way. I mean, come on. It's frustrating, but it's also kind of addictive, isn't it? Remember that part where I said stay still or don't? Well, you've clearly made your choice, haven't you? And a perfect choice it is. I love it. I love you. This is what I'm talking about. When they say that messy, sloppy, crazy love, that's what they're talking about, right? This right here. Nothing else would do. Relax. Okay, little songbird. Sing me a nice song. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. You know what I think, even without asking that question. The connection. The fiery brilliance of our love. Every little detail. Not absolved. Not lacking. Everything purposed and pure. Yet so very not at the same time. I love it. Love it so much, and I love you more. Show me that wild side. I don't want you to hold back for anything. I just want to get every last inch of that desire crawling down your spine. Every last breath, gasping for air and aching for more. Why don't you show me that side to you, baby? Come on, it won't hurt to go on that wild side for a while. Well, I knew you'd do something like that. Always making me guess. Edge of my seat. More than that, you make me feel. You make me alive. That's it. Not even trying to hold back. Go ahead, do your worst then. Don't just say it. You know me so well. Don't stop. Always stay with those eyes locked on me, baby. Oh, yeah. You look perfect. Don't give me that. Can't be satisfied with just that, can you? You're just full of kisses today. Is it perhaps you trying to distract from them? Tearing down everything we love? Well, not everything, right? You're so damn perfect. I hope you know that. I've never said that about anyone else but myself. So, that's how it is. You should be thanking me, but I don't mind if you don't. That look of half frustration, half rebellion is thanks enough. God. Oh, I just forget about all our problems every time we're this close. Every time I get to feel you and really know you're mine. Do you love that I'm all yours too? Is that you're gonna make me blush? Do me a favor and never change. I love you, babe. That's my baby bird, all right. Just like that. Making quite a mess, huh? It does hurt us, doesn't it? Yeah. I definitely like it. Come a little closer, baby bird, if you can. Might be the last time we lay on this bed. Probably. But even then, wonder what the new frontier will have for us. Everything's exciting with you here. I mean, fuck it. There has to be something we can find, right? Something we can see, and a place just for us. On the bright side, maybe everyone who's after us happened to get too distracted to remember us, and we disappear without a sight. What do you think? God, you're sexy when your pussy's twitching all over me. God, an orgasm, aren't we? That's what I like to see, that fucking sexy body reverberating all over me, responding to every little detail. Fuck. Yeah. Show me that loving. I wanna feel what I'm getting myself into, baby. You know you love every second just like me. Filthy as charged, but so fucking cute. I wanna take my time for round two. I wanna make it one you can't forget. You're so tasty. Yeah, give it to me. You better not hold back. Baby bird, I want it all. Can't you feel it? I need that. All that stress washing away. Every lap of that sexy bottom. Take it, baby. Take it, baby. Slowly. Is it there, baby? I wouldn't want you to take too much. You gotta savor it. Your lips are on my cock. That's a match made in heaven. Just like my tongue against that cute little clad. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby. Just like that. Oh, the sloppy seconds taste so fucking good. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Don't stop. No, I don't either. God. You must be sensitive today, huh? Come on, baby, bud. Don't fucking hold back. Suck that dick, baby. You like the feeling of that tongue, yeah? My mouth all over you. come on, get into it, baby. Don't stop halfway. Fucking go on. Oh my god. Can you go? Don't get distracted now. I mean, come on. Fuck. I want to speak. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. 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 You're not so tough yourself. You're just as bad as me. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Take it, baby. Fuck. You like that? Come on, tell me how much you feel. You're really cute, baby bird. Just like that. Don't fucking stop. Not like you could if you wanted to, right? You're far too far gone. Fuck. Glad you're not being shy anymore. But fuck. Did you have to turn me on like that? Sloppy seconds feel a whole lot better when you're a sloppy mess along with it. Fuck. Oh, I want it bad. And by that look in your eyes, by how much you're twitching, I know you do too. Fuck. Far be it from me to stop you from enjoying yourself. In fact, I think I'm just as pent up as you. A lot of shit happened today. But that's not where my focus is. My eyes and my mind have already drifted. As you no doubt fucking know. So, put that ass up and show me something, baby. That's what I call a nice ass. And that body just turning me on so fucking much. I swear to God, you're better than anything. Better than drugs, better than life, better than my wildest dreams. And fuck, I want those dreams to be even better. And they certainly will. With a hefty helping of this fine ass and that. You know? I never get tired of this. Not even once. Come on, baby. You know you want to show me more than that. I see. You must really want it just as bad as me. How much do you want this dick, baby? How much does this cock make you drunk, yeah? Oh, yeah. Cause I'll fucking tell you right now, I want that fucking pussy so bad. Cause I'll tell you right now, I want that ass so fucking bad. Cause I'll tell you right now, I want that hole so fucking bad. I love that. Hey, baby bird, come on. Yeah, you want it too. You want me to stick to the fog inside you and fill you up like nothing can? Yes, you fucking do. I know you do, yeah. Fuck. Yes, it does. Can't be too careful with that sexy body now, can we? Oh, I want this. I can't wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, that pre-rubbing against you like that. I know you can feel how hard it is. It's fucking obvious, isn't it? And I know you fucking love that, because I do too. And we're always on the same wavelength, aren't we? Baby, that's my naughty bird. Let me see. Let me soak it on, baby. You always know how to get me. Just a bit further than I planned to. Fuck. I mean, and you man like that. I just can't get enough of this sweet ass. I'm gonna enjoy this, baby bird. I'd tell you to relax, but there's no point in that. I know you can. Not with me so close to shoving it all inside. Here it comes, baby. I want you to savor all this. And it slides right in. Oh, God, oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking tight. Yeah. Come on, baby bird. Just like that. Just like that. God. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You're making this fun. Not that you ever disappoint, baby. Fuck. I just want to hold it inside you like that. I want to feel you when you touch against me. That's it, baby bud. My baby girl. Hold it in just like that. Come on, baby bud. Yeah, that's my songbird. Yeah, that's my songbird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at me like that. Stick your tongue out. Yeah, you love that cock, don't you? You fucking love that cock, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, take it so good. Take it so good. Yeah, you're so fucking hot. Yeah, you're still fucking hot, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Show me what you got. Show me you took it so fucking well. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God, baby. Oh, God, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it. Take my big fat cock. That's my baby bird. That's my baby bird. Oh fuck, oh god. Oh fuck. God. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, it feels good. Fuck. I feel you coming. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby. That's what I fucking thought. That's it, baby. Oh yeah. That's my cute baby girl. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Now it really is starting to feel like my birthday. Fuck. You make every day feel that special. That even when our house breaks down, even when the city is destroyed, we can still finally be together. My cute baby bird. God, I love the sight of you. Every little sight, every little detail. Be mine. Be my Valentine. Be my everything. I'm not gonna let you go, you know. No fucking reason, really. Just, I don't know when to glad. You've probably heard that a million times. So maybe it's just that I'm selfish. And I never want to be away from you, so that's just what I'm gonna fucking do.